Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I literally record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach just outside of Washington, D.C. Bad traffic is a good time to honk at people and to make a way to school and back while I'm taking some time to debrief and unpack all the stuff that comes up in education. And in this time of COVID, in this time of, pandemic, in this time of virtual remote teaching or hybrid or high flex teaching, whatever your school's up to, there's a good chance you're probably making it up as you go this year to some degree, like all of us. So hopefully we can learn together, and that's sort of the purpose of this podcast. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to like or subscribe, leave a comment. It does help other people find the show. There's new episodes every Monday for the most part, well, except when I'm not recording, and I'm going to talk about that this week. Why did I not record? What's going on? I've been sort of MIA since the first week of January. What happened? And I think you'll get a kick out of it. So today we're talking about perseverance and struggles and troubles and how we can kind of find our way back after some setbacks. So let's talk about it. Also, last thing, if you want to talk further, I'm on the Twitter machine at MeehanEDU. It's Meehan, like my last name, at EDU, like teaching, because I love teaching and I want to get better at it each and every day, even in spite of the craziness and the upside down that is this pandemic stuff. And I have a website, adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E, like educational ed, adrenaline. Rush, it's all about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. And I have a book available on Amazon. You can check that out, too. Feel free to use my templates and anything that I can to help you out. And let's keep the conversation rolling. But let's talk about setbacks and adversity, because what happened? I've not been recording, and normally every Monday I post up a new episode. During the pandemic, when we first started back in March of last year, I recorded every day. How have I found myself MIA for 3 weeks solid? Well, ladies and gents, big reveal, I have not said it on social media. I'm trying not to bury my bosses or anybody else, but your boy has been down with disease, as my beloved band Fish would say. I caught the COVID coronavirus in January of 2021. Just about, I think, the 15th of January was my contact trace. And when that happened, and that's why I'm saying it quietly, hopefully at this point anyone who's listening is not going to get me in trouble, I think I can say it, I was exposed, actually, at school. Surprise, surprise! I hate to be the kind of guy who says I told you so, but we told you this was going to happen, right? Like, you bring human beings into close proximity with one another, they are bound to spread germs. Part of the deal. I have been super safe, I've been super healthy, and I've been super outspoken on this podcast about how much I did not like the idea to return to in-person school, and how even though I do understand schools, especially private schools, Catholic schools, do depend on tuition dollars, safety of teachers and safety of students should always be the number one priority. Now, in my school's defense, they did say that their contact tracing worked because they were able to tell me, hey, we believe you may have been with a known contact, that's important. You just want to sequester and see what's going on. And I think that that is to their credit, because many places would not have given me that courtesy, and I wouldn't have known how I caught it. But low-key, real talk, just between us, I know how I caught it, because the only place I go is to school. I've been teaching from my house, working from my house, doing all sorts of side hustle stuff. We'll talk about it in another podcast from my house. But the only place I will go is to work and back. Full virtual on Monday, but otherwise on Tuesday through Friday, I'm driving into school and I'm driving home. I get my groceries delivered. I do all my banking online. I drive a hybrid. I bought it a year ago and it only has 10,000 miles. I might have put like four tanks of gas in it over the course of the last 6 months. No joke. Like, I get, 55.6 miles to the gallon as I'm looking at it here. So when I do so much virtually, it's very easy to contact trace what I may have been exposed to physically. In the case of my coronavirus exposure on 15 January, I gotta tell you, was not great, was not a happy camper, and came down with disease really hard, really quickly. So to walk you through my COVID experience, and I'm not trying to say this is everyone's, I'm just trying to let you know what mine has looked like. I'll walk you through some of the symptoms and some of the frustrations and some of the fears and some of the setbacks. And it is now just about 3.5 weeks after my initial diagnosis. I got tested, I think, on that Monday after the 15th. And very quickly, I started to develop symptoms, feeling just kind of fatigued and flu-ish. Test came back, and I was in a car with someone else who was also tested. And the two of us received our feedback that we were both to quarantine and isolate because tests came back positive. That's bad news. So we were, thankfully, gratefully, hunkered down in North Carolina because our physical school, with the known exposure, did have a contact trace, and because there were so many teachers who may have been potentially exposed, out of, quote, an overabundance of caution, we did shut the building to full virtual for 2 weeks. Now, since we've come back, there's been snow days, and there was a water main that burst or a pipe that burst. So we've been doing virtual for most of the past 3 weeks. So the good news is, even though I have been sick, I haven't really missed any time at work. I think I missed 1 or 2 days, but only 1 or 2. So I stayed home. I was feeling a little under the weather. I woke up maybe on the morning of probably the 19th or the 21st. And by that point, I had developed symptoms to the point where I had a fever of about 100 to 101, which was scary. I got the shakes and the chills, the night sweats, not fun. General GI issues and flu-like symptoms where you're just feeling sick, you have to use the bathroom all the time. And of course, then you're drinking water to try to make it better. And then you run to the bathroom again and again because you just keep putting fluids in, but your body just isn't happy with you. Cough started that week, and that was pretty bad. And then just like this congestion, everything in my whole head felt like I got hit by a 2x4. So that lasted for about a week and a half. The temperature went down after about 2 or 3 days. And I realized I'm talking like, you know, like someone's grandparents. Oh, here's my, you know, little problems, my back aches, my big bunion on my foot that I want my grandkids to rub, and I'll give them a shiny quarter for it. But I think it's important in time of a pandemic. It's not an overshare to be like, hey, let me walk you through what this pandemic looked like when it hit me. I'm a pretty able-bodied guy in his 30s. I run marathons. I don't smoke. I drink recreationally, casually, but I'm not like, you know, some big wino who hits it too hard. If I was on the scale of, you know, under, overweight, right, healthy, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I do a lot of stuff that keeps me fit and active. I think that was the biggest thing that this COVID taught me or showed me is how powerful this virus is. It laid me flat. Today, we're looking at, it's the week of Valentine's Day coming up this weekend. I think that's Saturday, Sunday. I'm still kind of COVID-brained. I think Sunday is Valentine's Day. I am only just now, 3.5 weeks later, able to even have the energy to record this podcast. I have been, for the full virtual, pretty much asleep or on my couch, except for when I was doing work to get ready for my class. My classes would beep, and then immediately I would log off, and I'd have to just lay down. The only thing that felt good was just taking a shower, like a nice warm, hot shower, just kind of, you know, get that going. But then the air gets really humid. The virus is so weird and so nasty that what ends up happening is you can't breathe. That's an awful, awful, like, double-edged sword. You need to shower because it makes those aches and pains go away. It makes you feel like you're a human again. It makes you feel fresh, clean. But then, when you take that shower, you can't draw breath, and you start hacking and coughing. And it's like, as if someone had recorded a sound effect of your cough. It's the same cough. It goes, and it happens again and again and again for like 20 minutes. So, it's a trade-off. Do I take a 10-minute shower to feel better for, like, my physical pain, only to know that it's going to make my coughing fits, like, start out of nowhere? So, it's just odd. Awful. After about 2 weeks, I thought it was gone. I thought it was kicked, which is fine. And then the back spasms started, the back pain started, and that was wild. Now, full disclosure, along the way, I did wind up receiving the COVID vaccine. My state is rolling it out, so all teachers are on that list of, like, priority one to get it done. And I checked with my healthcare provider. I was like, can I get the vaccine? Because I was recently exposed to COVID. And they said, absolutely, yes. The way it works, and this is a good thing, again, I'm not a doctor, I don't pretend to be, but I think it's important for the sake of the disclosure, just what this conversation is all about, persevering through the COVID setbacks. They had told me, because my body had already been exposed to it, there was a chance that I would not need the COVID vaccine because my body would have the antibodies and it would be fine and just out of my system. So take a spot at the back of the line and let other people get it who may need it more. That said, they said, if you are comfortable getting the shot, you should get the shot eventually, maybe the next 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months. Really was up to us. For the sake of my schedule and my conversation with my doctor, they suggested you're going to be laid out because it's pretty much like a 1-2 punch. Your body just got a little bit of COVID from you being sick, And before I had a chance to fully develop the antibodies, you got, like, the double dose then, because that vaccine really did come in and knock on the door of your body and said, oh, this is for real, me again, huh? And your body takes it seriously. And that actually ended up with me being pretty much laid out for about another week behind it. Again, the back spasms, just like this shooting pain at the base of my neck. It felt like someone was stabbing me with an ice pick. And all I could do was just, like, again, want to take a shower. But when I took the showers, it would make the coughing go crazy. So I'm not saying this to complain at all, because I hope you can hear it in my voice. I'm a generally upbeat kind of guy. Though I spent a long time, and I've been very open about my struggles with mental health, depression, anxiety, things like that. I'm in a good place mentally. I was frustrated. I was in told-you-so mode, righteous anger a little bit, because I got sick at school. But I was, all things considered, like having a really bad flu. I did not die from it, right? I do not seem to have, 3 weeks later, any lingering effects, except I still can't smell anything. Now I'm going on about a month of that. Not great. And I do feel tired all the time. Now, as full disclosure goes, I took some time off in February, or December into January, because we lost my grandmother to COVID this year. And I didn't want to make, a big sensational mess about that on the podcast. But the truth is, this disease is legit. It's real. My bocce, when she passed, she was in her 90s. I am not in my 90s. She was, overweight, and she had pre-existing health conditions for all sorts of stuff. That's not my story. I say that to say, if this is what it laid me flat like in my 30s, able-bodied and ready to go, that's all the more reason to take this seriously. Like, with the loss of my grandmother in December, my family was, sort of sobered by the reality of this disease. And then to have it really hit home again less than a month later, just, take me out of action. It was really hard, and I wanted to say to anybody who tunes into the podcast regularly, first of all, thank you. I appreciate that you've sent messages and well wishes, kind tweets of support. People have been sending DMs and things like that, like, hey, are you good? Mr. Face, I hope all's well. I am, and I wanted to say this too, because for anybody in my own building who I just sort of ghosted on, right, like, I don't have the energy to send a message back. Like, I don't have hair, but, like, when I wash what's left of my hair on my head, even that act of putting my hands over my shoulders makes me run out of breath. Like, and I'm a really healthy guy. This is not, oh my gosh, like, if I didn't know better, I would think I must have COVID, and I do. And I did. So I was pretty knocked out. I am just getting back to it. But to anybody else who's going through this, I kind of tell today's story to talk about persevering through those setbacks. Hopefully, you are safe, you are home, you are masked, you are socially distanced, maybe you're vaccinated or getting the vaccine, which is amazing. But for me, it laid me out, and I had to focus on physical health, and, like, that little bit of energy I had on a given day had to go first and foremost to my students. That's sort of a weird, not martyr complex to say, it's just a priorities thing. So other things had to take the backseat, including pretty much all my consulting work, all my speaking gigs, all of my writing, all of my blogging, all of my I made a things. All that stuff is designed to get kids excited about school, but I had to focus that energy on getting myself healthy. And then working what little energy I had on any given day towards back to school with the kids. So it's work. Even in that full virtual model, it takes a lot of work. For anybody who's been exposed to it, I hope you're on the mend. I hope that you, like me, have been able to kind of kick it. If you have not, that lingering exhaustion is still a very real thing. Like I said, I'm just about a month into it, and I'm still not great. I'm still feeling it. Like, I wake up coughing still. I'm sore. I got to take those showers, and the showers still trigger all that coughs. It's just not a wonderful feeling. Give yourself grace. Give yourself patience. Like I said, I hate to be the guy who says I told you so, but when you put people in front of other people get sick. That's just simple math. So whatever you're doing, I hope you're doing it in a way that keeps you and your family protected so you can focus on your own health. Because we can't help anyone if we're not, a credit and a help to ourselves too. And this virus is no joke. So if you're dealing with any sort of sickness in this time of a pandemic, take those days, take that time, take those sub beverages or those virtual lessons, send them to YouTube, and give yourself grace. You don't have to grade every last thing. Kids made an honest effort, fine. Let's know that grades are fake this year more than ever, and move forward with the understanding that we can build a better tomorrow. We just got to hunker down and get through what this nonsense is into today. Be well. See ya in a week, hopefully. Fingers crossed. And we'll be back next time with more. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter and say hey. Thanks again. Bye for now.